So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to WMTR's Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host, Dave Bruno. I'll be flying solo today. Bob Bianchi is traveling for an event, so I will be solo today with Samantha Peters. Samantha, it's so good to see you. Thank you for coming on. Samantha is a podcast host. I've actually been on her podcast. It's coming out next week. She is an author and a business owner. She helps women rewire their subconscious mind to live in their divine power. Samantha, we have the entire show, you and me together, and it's such a privilege because I've learned so much about you and your story. You're doing great things out there with your podcast, interviewing special people like Trent Shelton, Protect Your Peace, Mo Rock, CEO of LA Tribune, who I know well, Lauren Fields, another one I know, and Ryan Lochte, who's a gold medalist. So I know you have stories and takeaways from all of your podcasts, but first let's get to you. Tell my audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me first and foremost. It's a privilege to be on the show and interview as well on the podcast. Starting off when I was really young, I grew up in a very toxic environment, and I basically had to, rewrite my story and my journey. So at one point I was, working three jobs. I was putting myself through college. I was a teacher for almost 11 years. I got my master's degree, but I didn't feel fulfilled. So that's when I started, hiring a bunch of mentors and really diving into personal development. And I know that we both admire Ed Mylett and his teaching. So for me, I had to essentially just rewire my entire subconscious mind from lack and scarcity, the way that I grew up in my father. Essentially he projected all of his insecurities onto me. And I had to realize that I didn't have to believe those stories anymore. Those were just thoughts that he was projecting on me that he felt about himself. So through all of this personal development work, I got into a place where, I was fortunate to be able to leave the teaching field and, start my own business and be able to have these incredible people that are so inspiring, that are doing huge things in their life on my podcast, and be able to take that wisdom that I learned and implement them in a course that I'm writing, and then an ebook that I launched, and then my two journals that I published. So I know that was really, really fast, but that's kind of where I am right now.
It's a great way to frame who you are right now, because you are doing great stuff out there, and I'm watching you. I'm watching the podcast, the journals that you have on Amazon for sale. One of them is the 101 Journal Prompts for Healing Childhood Trauma, and the other is Dream Bigger Manifestation Journal. And that's for sale. Anyone could go check those out. But, as we came on, I was thinking to myself, this childhood trauma, you're putting this out there for people that need that, but you've experienced your own. And like you said, you have a master's degree. You were a teacher. You were teaching others, and up to that point in that profession, did you find yourself at that point? Had you gone through the healing process of the childhood trauma that you experienced, or was it later?
I think when I was teaching, I was experiencing. So in high school, I saw that, I would go over to my friend's parents' house and I would see the way that their mom and dad would treat them. And I was like, well, this isn't what I experienced at home. So I definitely started putting the pieces together when I was in high school. And when I was in college, I dove a little bit into personal development, but it wasn't until I started getting my master's degree and I started realizing all of these patterns that were happening in my life, and realizing that I had these patterns because I was reliving my traumas and I was living in my past and I was a victim to my circumstances. So I had to really realize that in order to create my own reality, I had to let go of my past and all of the thoughts and the things that I went through. And it's very important to reflect on that. But even bigger, I had to realize that I didn't have to live that way anymore. I can create my reality. And that's when I started diving into my trauma responses and realizing that most of my life, I was walking on eggshells with my father. And so I picked up a fawning trauma response, meaning I cared so much more about everyone else's well-being and what they wanted to do. And I just kind of put my wants and needs on the back burner. And I saw that I was doing that a lot in relationships, and I had to realize where that was stemming from. So I did a really deep dive into my thoughts and the patterns and the triggers that were happening in my life. And I had to stop and rewrite those just to live in a completely different way now.
Oh, that's an amazing story, because Bob and I talk about this a lot, and that was the evolution of our law practice going through COVID. And you learned a lot from my story when I did your podcast about really the all of the resources that are out there for someone that really wants to learn of that, whatever subject it may be. I first thought about this when you brought up about your dad and parenting. And I'll tell you what, I am a parent of two very small children, 8 and 6. And I am doing a lot about learning how to parent, because there are so many resources out there that we could learn from. And I think that as new parents, a lot of us have limited experience as to parenting. It is essentially what we learned from our parents. And our parents had it rough. They did not have the internet. They didn't have a YouTube channel or the doctors out there putting out content with free ebooks and courses, right? So I think there's a couple talking points there in which you just brought up. Number one, I think our parents probably could have all done a little bit better, because their experiences were also limited by what they lived and what they saw, as opposed to what they could learn. So that's number one. There's a lot of resources out there for parents. But even more importantly, you found the resources yourself. Did you start this mindset, this thought process, the way that you just described that, in the master's program? Were they starting to teach you that at school and you're benefiting personally?
No, I actually did outside research. I started really getting into Abraham Hicks and learning about energy and the law of attraction and frequencies and Joe Dispenza's work. So this was all on the side. And I tell people, if you want to change your life, you have to say no to other people and you need to say yes to yourself. And you need to say no to things that you love for you to be able to build the life that you truly desire. So I've had to cut off, you know, I don't watch TV anymore. I wake up very early. I have a routine, and you have to feed yourself the knowledge and the wisdom for you to be able to propel yourself to get to where you want. So to answer your question, no, I didn't learn it in my master's program. I had to seek outside resources and mentors and programs to be able to learn this information.
When you said that you had a career change, I mean, so undergraduate degree, master's degree, probably very expensive, the two of those programs. You go and you're a teacher, and then the career change. I mean, literally, that's a big change, Samantha. What happens there? What was the catalyst of that change?
Yeah, that's definitely a loaded question, but there were so many things that I saw that they were implementing in the public school system, values that I did not align with. Like, for example, the DEI teaching students that, you know, about white supremacy when they're kindergarten through fifth grade. There was a lot of things that I didn't align with. I think that it doesn't matter where you come from, you can change the trajectory of your life. So there were a few things that I didn't align with there. But ultimately, I knew that I wanted to make a bigger impact than just being in the classroom. And the only way to do so is to, you know, to leave the profession and build the empire that I'm currently building right now. And I did take so many teaching and learning experience from my students and from, you know, my colleagues, but ultimately I have such a bigger vision for my life. And that's what really drove me to make that decision to change my career ultimately.
Yeah. When did you start the Light Up Your Life podcast?
Yeah. So actually, I think this month or next month, it's going to be about 2 years since I started the podcast, and it's been incredible.
And you're with Alexa Dabowski, who is another co-host of yours, who is also a pleasure. And we're going to be having her on the show as well. And you just had a great guest, Trent Shelton, about protecting the peace. Now, this is something big for me. It's one of my mantras that I frequently share with my clients about peace and release. Peace and release. It's something that I use in my personal life too. When the thoughts start spinning and the anxiousness and the anxiety start hitting, I believe that it's good to release those things. And that's one thing that Trent's good on, is that he's about protecting the peace. So just before we get to our commercial break, our first commercial break, tell me about Trent and some of the takeaways that you got from Trent Shelton.
Yeah, it was such a pleasure to have him on the show. I think one of the big things he talks about is setting boundaries. And like I mentioned before, when you're saying yes to someone else, you're actually saying no to yourself. So really realizing and being intentional about where you want to go and asking yourself, okay, if I'm going to do this, is it going to get me to where I ultimately want to be? So he talked a lot about having to set boundaries with his family, which was really difficult, and ultimately ending friendships, which I know is not easy, but you have to see if they're fueling your energy and making you feel good, or they're taking your energy away. And he talks a lot about setting boundaries to protect your peace. That was a big part that we took away. And like I mentioned before, it's really important to know what builds up your energy and makes you feel good, and also the opposite. So journaling what those things are, because if you're not intentional and you don't know, how can you change it?
Oh, that's another thing we have in common is journaling. That's something I do regularly. I call that the brain dump at the end of the day. It's either take those into bed when you start thinking about them and they keep you up staring at the ceiling, or dump them on a page. And Samantha has two great journals out there that are available. And certainly that's something that I do regularly too. And Samantha, we're halfway there already, believe it or not. We got to take our break. It's WMTR, It's Nothing But The Truth with Samantha Peters. We'll be back in a moment.
At the Bianchi Law Group, our team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys specialize in criminal defense and domestic violence cases. When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.
And we're back. Nothing But The Truth on WMTR. I'm here with Samantha Peters. And we were just talking about Trent Shelton, one of your big guests on Light Up Your Life podcast. You know, that we've been on for about 2 years too. And I'll tell you, it's just so awesome to get these people on talking about their stories and takeaways. And I see patterns in all of the guests that I continue to bring on. There are patterns that we see. I wonder, do you see patterns? And what are some of the patterns that you see from all your exceptional guests on the podcast?
Yeah, that's such a great, great question. I think one of the biggest things is having belief behind anything that you do, because if you don't believe you're worthy of it and you don't believe that you can attain it, then it's never going to happen. So the biggest thing is that belief system and building it up, because when I first started, you know, with personal development, I didn't believe I was worthy because I had all of these subconscious beliefs that I wasn't. So it's really rewriting those neural pathways and practicing it every single day. That's one of the main takeaways that I have from all of the guests, and working harder, outworking everyone in your area. That is also a huge thing, putting your time and energy and focus in knowing your why. So I think a combination of your beliefs going after it, taking massive action, and then having your strong why, that's going to drive you every single day to get out of bed and to be excited for what you're ultimately pursuing in your life.
Oh, good answer. I mean, I'll tell you, massive action, it's something to talk about, because in my opinion, right now, people are looking for shortcuts. People are looking for quick fixes, and they are not there. They are not there. It's the grit. And I did a TED talk, and I talked about my season of hard work and grit, and how it all came to really a halt when COVID hit and the courthouse is shut down and the phone stopped ringing. And that is when that was the catalyst for our change, where it was studying funnels and CRMs and all the great branding things that I know you're working on right now too. And I talked about overwhelm for a while, and I just recently came to a reflection, and that is the reason it was overwhelming for me in that season of hard work and grit is because I had all of these other distractions in my life. And I think that the balancing of time is an important conversation to have for the younger people out there that are going into new careers. And there's no quick fixes. You have to put the work in. And I'll tell you what, that does become overwhelming when the other hours of your day are Netflix, TV, gambling, drinking, getting high, all those other things that people do. I could understand how things get overwhelming. You know, thoughts about that season that is required, the reps, the action, the agency that needs to be taken versus one of distraction and overwhelm.
Yeah, distraction is real, especially like you said, with social media. And I find that so many younger people are just distracting themselves with partying and drinking. And it's like an endless pit. I used to do that in college and I didn't find any value from it. But in order to ultimately get the life that you want, you like we mentioned, you definitely need to starve your distractions. You need to know the ultimate goal, the ultimate vision. So I think it's very important, like you do, to journal, to have a clear and defined goal of what you want your life to look like, and then take that action to it. And I think the joy is in the journey. I used to get so upset that things wouldn't manifest really fast for me. But looking back, every moment in my life was for a reason. And when you're going through those struggles and you have that fear and you don't want to do it, that's when you need to jump. That's when you need to go for it, because that's when you build up that momentum and that success, and it fuels you to keep going. Because for me, I get to inspire so many lives and I get to make an impact just like you're doing. And it fueled me to keep going.
Yeah, the joy is in the journey. It's crystal clear that we are listening to the same people. I attribute a lot of my lessons to Ed Milet and Brendan Burchard, and I know you do as well. You know, Ed talks about this other phrase, process over prize. And that is another one that I'd like to highlight, process over prize. And essentially, and I was just talking to another friend, Green Beret, who's Special Forces, and he follows the same principle. And that is when you're setting a goal or something that you want to accomplish, you have to find out what needs to be done. What are the processes underneath that have to be done, and focus on those things too, because focusing on the process over the end goal is going to keep you on track day to day. And I know Ed talks about joy is in the struggle, joy is in the journey, talking about, you know, that end Super Bowl win that those football players play. And really in the end, when it's all over and they have the trophy and the following day, it's really flat because all of the success and the excitement came during the season in the playoffs and all those wins. So thoughts on those concepts?
I love everything you just said. And Ed Milet is a huge mentor of mine. I was lucky enough to be on his show, Ed Milet Changed. But I think it's really important to, you know, have your vision, have your goal, but break it down into actionable steps, like you said, because, you know, we want this huge thing to happen in our life, but we have to realize we have to take small incremental actions that build. My friend Ken Jocelyn says, incremental, not monumental. So every single day, if you're building yourself up to that goal, it's going to, you know, it's going to happen faster, and you're going to have that joy and you're going to have those little wins. So if you take a monthly goal and you break it down into weekly and daily goals, you're going to get those quick wins, and that's going to make you feel excited towards ultimately achieving your bigger goal. Then you could always set another one. So I really do think it's incremental, not monumental. And like you said, the joy is in the journey, through the struggle, through every day that you're, you know, putting that grit and that hard work, knowing you're going to achieve it. Yeah, and no, I also think mindset has, you know, a profound impact on that. And we talked about that belief behind it, because if you're working on your goals and you're putting so much like physical, you're in the physical reality, you also have to be in the quantum reality too. I love Joe Dispenza. He talks about the quantum field. You have to be vibrating at a theta brain wave frequency to be ultimately attracting it into your life. So, my mentor calls it the trading balance scale. So you need to 99.9% has to be your thoughts and your feelings behind it, but then also taking that action and knowing it's going to happen for you. So I think your thoughts have a lot to do with manifesting what you want in your life as well.
Agreed. It starts off in the morning too. I mean, first thing in the morning, I'll ask you the question, do you go to your phone and your social platforms, or do you go to other techniques and things to do?
That's a great question. No, I keep my phone out of my bedroom. First thing that I do when I wake up in the morning is I meditate for 15 to 20 minutes. I cannot leave my bed without meditating. And then I do red light therapy and I do my affirmations, and then I listen to either a podcast or a book that I'm listening to on Audible, or I read and I journal. So I have a set schedule. And even before I meditate, I wake up and I say, it's going to be an incredible day, because you set the tone for your day in the morning time. So I think it's really important to have a morning routine to build up your momentum and that positivity to start and fuel your day.
Oh, great point. What about the end of the day? What do you do at the end to calm yourself down and get ready for sleep?
Yeah. So at the end of the day, I use my journal. I actually have it here. I like to outline what my day is going to look like for the next day. So I'm not waking up trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do, right? So I write down three things that I'm grateful for. I do my affirmations at nighttime as well. And then in my journal, I have a power list of five things. So the five main things I'm going to take action on. And then, so your subconscious mind is activated about 5 minutes before you go to sleep, and then right in the morning time. So in my journal, I have a prompt where you close your eyes and you visualize the future that you want for yourself, and you write it down as if it happens in the present moment. And that's helped me tremendously, visualization. So I also like to visualize and I like to meditate before I go to bed to get myself ready for the next day and to be in that really great mindset. So those are some tools that have really helped me become more successful.
Oh, I love it. In fact, before we went on, I was telling you about my new LinkedIn newsletter called Law Life. And I'm over 700 subscribers. I'm 3 weeks in. I'm so happy about that. Last week I wrote about the journaling. And in fact, I just used it yesterday. I went to an event, a networking event, right? And when you have that journal out at the end of the day and you're writing down some of the things that happened, I mean, I was able to literally remember every single name and what I got out of those conversations from the event, just in that nightly journal that I'm always doing. And then I took it one step further. I used LinkedIn to then connect with all of the individuals that I had conversations with, working off the journal and using things in the conversations for the connection requests. You know, it's just another thing to start thinking about to recall information, get that mindset right, because it's another way to use that journal.
I love that. And you can, and I look back at all of my journaling, even from a year ago, even 6 months ago, and it's amazing the growth that you have from even a few months ago. At least for me, looking back, it's astonishing. And it makes me so excited for the future, because I'm like, if I'm here right now, I can only imagine where I'm going to be in 5, 10 years from now, or even 1 year from now. So I think it's a great way to capture where you are in that moment.
The joys in the struggle. Right? The joy is in the struggle. In that journal, that morning side of my journal, I used to write, the breakout is coming. The breakout is coming. And then one morning, I'm like, the breakout's not coming. The breakout's here. We're living the breakout every single day, especially when you have that mindset, that growth mindset, that journaling. You're writing things down and writing your intentions. So I know you're working on a couple big things. I mean, you have the podcast that's bringing on these great guests, and you're building your personal brand. And I've also been told that you're working on a course now. What's that course about?
Yes. So it's in parallel with my journal that we spoke about, 101 Journal Prompts to Heal from Childhood Trauma. So it basically takes you through every single thing that I had to do to help heal myself. Like I mentioned, it talks about attachment styles, stress responses, how your love languages are impacted by the trauma that you went through as a child. That was a huge one for me. Coping mechanisms that you have to learn. And then essentially rewriting your subconscious mindset to change your life. So I basically took a lot of components that were in my journal, and I went into detail in the course that I'm writing. So I just finished it. It's not launched yet. I'm still working to, you know, build my funnels on the back end, but it's been a culmination. I've been writing my course for 2 years now. I've been working with Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins' course and their coaching to be able to help write this. So I am very excited for it. I know it's going to help countless lives. I wish I had this that I, 10 years ago, because I would have been so much faster on my journey of healing. But I think, you know, this was one of my purposes in life, to help women and even men who went and experienced that to help change their life. So Very excited for the course to come out.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And for anyone that wants to find you, Samantha, where could they find you?
Yeah, so you can find me best on my Instagram. It's my full name, Samantha Lynn Peters. I also am on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel, Light Up Your Life, that has all of the different podcast clips and all the guests that we've had on, shorts and reels. And then, yeah, you can basically find me on my main Instagram page, and I have QR codes linked for everything else where you can access my journals, where you can access the podcast. I have a free ebook, so I have a bunch of stuff on there.
Yes, you do. In the link in the bio, you could find her journals. You could find a free ebook on unleashing your inner confidence. There's the Light Up Your Life podcast, and there's some other products and recipes I see on your link in the bio. So certainly, if anything that Samantha said today resonates with you, find her, DM her, download her stuff, and she's got a course coming out. So with that being said, believe it or not, we are done for today. I wish we had more time, and definitely I'd like to have you back when I get my law partner back on the show.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Thank you so much for having me today. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. So on behalf of WMTR, that is Nothing But the Truth, I'm your host, Dave Bruno. We are on every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. on the radio. And then on Wednesday, we drop the podcast and the video series in YouTube. All that could be found on nothingbutthetruthpodcast.com. Samantha, thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing your truth. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We're the Bianchi Law Group, a team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys.
But here's the thing. He put himself in a box when he said my client's
relied on by CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Law and Crime, and news leaders across the country for our criminal defense expertise.
In a search warrant, you have to have probable cause that a crime's been committed and there's evidence in a particular place.
When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.